Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your reliable source for information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. We have gathered the most crucial financial stories to keep you informed and prepared as we navigate our continually evolving financial landscape. Kicking off today's coverage, Senator Andrew Bragg, in an exclusive chat with Investment Magazine, has outlined the coalition's bold strategy for the conversion of retirement savings with housing solutions. Designed to enhance financial futures for Australians, Bragg is challenging the rigid maintenance of superannuation, pushing for a more flexible policy that accommodates housing as part of our economic framework. He also expressed support for Michelle Levy's plans crafted from the Quality of Advice Review, aimed at rejuvenating financial advice regulation. Though acknowledging progress made from previous reforms, Bragg emphasizes the need for continuous policy evaluation and reiterates his vision of merging retirement savings with home ownership as a financial security strategy. In the insurance sector, a cautionary tale emerges for all policyholders. An Uber Eats driver, caught in a rear-end collision during a delivery run, had his insurance claim rejected because he failed to disclose his vehicle's commercial purpose to his insurer, Auto and General Services. After his unsuccessful appeal to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, we're reminded of the importance of disclosing complete, accurate information to our insurers. Indeed, this case underscores the potential financial repercussions of even minor oversights. Next, let's discuss Australian Unity's latest strategic move. The company is cutting loose from its $1.6 billion banking operations to refocus on its core sectors of wealth, insurance, and health. As a result, Bank Australia will absorb 25,000 customers and a $1.4 billion loan portfolio, with deposits of $1.6 billion transferring without interruption. Rohan Mead, Group Managing Director, suggests the move will serve the 700,000 customers better and allow Australian Unity to bolster its services in healthcare, insurance, and wealth management. Lastly, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA for short, is tightening its regulations on Pacific International Insurance over governance issues with intermediary oversight. The insurer has been ordered to increase its capital reserves by $10 million. APRA's decision, reflective of stricter scrutiny on outsourced insurance functions, is a stern reminder that risk remains with insurers, regardless of any outsourcing. And that concludes your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed with the significant developments shaping our financial landscape. Stay tuned with us for the latest insights and visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. Until next time, take care.